Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Two wines from one of your favorite places in the wine world. That's the Willamette Valley, and it's Willamette.
I do like the Willamette Valley very much. It's beautiful and produces some lovely wines. At least one of them here is lovely.
Well, so let's start with a rosé from Willamette, and in fact, it's called Willamette, and it says Appellation Oregon Contrôlée, and this is a very funny sort of pseudo-French label from Domaine Loubejac, L-O-U-B-E-J-A-C, and this is a very nice rosé. I'm assuming it's a Pinot Noir rosé, because that's what they seem to make in this part of the world. It says chill, splash, enjoy. And you know what? We did.
Those are great instructions. It's lovely. And it really is in the French style. The whole French marketing is well deserved for this wine. I get strawberry, a little bit of orange rind, berries. It's really elegant. I would willingly drink it every night on my front porch.
I was a little bit skeptical because of the packaging, but I have to say, you're right. They won me over. Willamette, Appellation Oregon Contrôlée. Oregon Contrôlée. Yes,
what?
Good job. Nice, and a very nice bottle of wine from Domaine Loubejac. Castle Rock Winery, 2015 Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley. This is a varietal that this part of the world specializes in. This was a $12 Pinot, more or less.
Mm-hmm. And Castle Rock, for years, has been doing different bottlings out of California. Sometimes there's a Russian River. They do a Sonoma. They had about three going. I hadn't realized that they were now doing a Willamette Valley, so I thought we should try it. This is respectable red wine. It doesn't feel characteristically Pinot. I mean, it has a little bit of the cherry profile, but it's a little heavier. It's not as delicate. It's not particularly elegant. I think as a West Coast red wine, it's respectable, but if I really wanted something with the nuances of Pinot Noir, I'm not sure that I'd buy this again.
But you would have to pay a whole lot more than $11 to get those nuances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
That is true. This was not an unpleasant wine to drink, but I don't know why you'd buy it, truthfully. If you want a good pizza wine, there are other wines that have a slightly less schizophrenic quality to them.
It doesn't feel like it has enough of the core characteristics of Pinot Noir to make me think, oh, for an inexpensive Pinot Noir, this is...
What would happen if it didn't have Pinot Noir on the label?
I think that I'd say, okay, it's a respectable West Coast red wine.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we should just call this Super Castle Rock, and we'd be in. And I'm going to take my pen and cross out Pinot Noir on there. So two wines from the Willamette Valley, Castle Rock Winery 2015 Pinot Noir, which didn't do that great. But you should, for about $10, go and buy the Willamette Rosé wine from the Appellation Oregon Contrôlée from Domaine Loubejac.
So, not Domaine Zajac.
Not Domaine Zajac. But for Word on Wine, I am Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I am Mary Zajac.
Cheers.